Okay, first I'd like to thank the organizers for inviting me here. It's a great opportunity to share research ideas and experiences with each other. Today I'm going to talk about our recent work on robustness issues for confidence intervals. It's a joint work with Chris Field, and it's a work in progress, so we welcome ideas and suggestions. So here is a brief outline of the talk. First, I will introduce the robustness issues for confidence intervals. And then several robust measures will be introduced and discussed to study the robustness properties of the length and coverage of confidence intervals. And then those measures will be applied to examine several confidence intervals for regression parameters. And those intervals include the usual T interval for location, chi-square interval for the scale, and M interval based on Hilbert's proposal 2 estimates. And we want to find out which interval is robust in terms of the length and the coverage. And then I will talk about conditional intervals, which was introduced by Field and Welsh, and want to look at the robustness properties of those intervals, and then conclusion. Okay, in many inference problems, we are often interested in construct confidence intervals for the parameters of interest. And as with the point estimation, it's important to look at robustness properties of confidence intervals. And this involves evaluating the performance of confidence intervals in terms of the length and the coverage in the face of a small contamination in the data. And in the literature, there are few papers which give robust confidence intervals, but there are very few little work on assessing the robustness of the confidence intervals. So we're going to propose several measures to study the robustness of confidence intervals. And although we focus on the confidence intervals, these ideas can be carried over directly to study confidence regions. So now let's look at some of the robustness measures. Now, inference function is a useful tool in robust statistics, and this can be applied to study the robustness of the length and the coverage. Now, first of all, let's look at the length. And suppose we have the length of the interval as LEN, and the empirical inference function can be defined as this. Basically, we're going to throw in one outlier and see the inference on the length of the interval. If this function is bounded, so any single observation has bounded the inference on the length of the interval. So furthermore, we can define the gross error sensitivity, which is the maximum of the inference function. And it's obvious that it measures the worst inference by any single observation. And as a robust interval, we require that to be finite. Now, sensitivity curve is another measure, and as you can see that this basically is the inference function, so therefore is a translated and rescaled version of the inference function. So it will carry basically the same information as in the empirical inference function. Now, if the empirical inference function is bounded, or the gross error sensitivity is finite, we know the length won't break down with one outlier. To find out how many outliers the procedure can handle without breaking down, the answer is the finite sample breakdown point. Okay, basically, we define the length breaks down if the length is infinity. So this tells us the largest proportion of contamination in the data before the length breaks down. Now, if the inference function is unbounded, basically the breakdown point is zero. So those are the measures for the confidence interval length. So we can have similar measures for the coverage. Now, suppose this is the coverage of a confidence interval, and if we threw in one outlier, and we can define the inference function, since the coverage is a number between 0 and 1, we're going to look at the log of the coverage. So if the coverage is 0, okay, we basically say that the coverage breaks down, so on the log scale, that's negative infinity. So the empirical inference function is log of the probability, and the gross error sensitivity is the maxima of the empirical inference function. And also we can define finite sample breakdown point for the coverage. Again, it's the largest proportion of contamination we can have in the data before the coverage breaks down. Okay. Since the joint distribution of those is usually very complicated, so it's always hard to find the exact probability of the coverage. So in our research, we basically did some simulations to study the breakdown point for the coverage. Next, we're going to just apply those measures to look several intervals and see which interval is robust in terms of the length and the coverage. Now, to fix the idea, we basically look at the simple the linear regression model. And Hube's proposed two estimates are the solutions of those equations. Okay. And the psi function is the Hube's psi function, which is this with Turing constant C. And C balances the efficiency and the robustness of the estimates. Small c gives more robust estimates, and with large c, we usually have more efficient estimates. Now, the special case when c is infinity, so we get the least squares estimates for the regression parameters. And the Hube's estimates are robust against the outliers in response variable y. Now, in order to construct confidence intervals, we're going to use those estimates and first let's look at the asymptotic distribution of those estimates. Now, asymptotically, it's normally distributed with mean zero, and covariance matrix has the usual form, the Sandwich form, and the two matrices are defined as those. And based on the asymptotic asymptotic distribution, we can construct confidence intervals for any linear combinations of the regression parameters. And next, we're going to focus on the location in the scale model and try to look at the robustness properties based on the Hilbert estimates. So we're going to use mu to denote the location parameter. And this is the confidence interval for the location. And we use t-distribution instead of standard normal because the variance is the estimate. And the estimated variance is that. And as we noticed earlier, if the turning constant C is infinity, we have the least squares estimate. And in terms of the confidence interval, if C is infinity, we get the usual T interval. So we call this that T interval, and this is M interval. And we're going to look at the details of the length and the coverage of the two intervals. And the results for T, let's look at the results for T interval first. And it's quite obvious that the length of the T interval depends on the sample standard deviation. As we know that if we have outliers, in just one outlier in the sample, the standard deviation can go to infinity. Therefore, the empirical inference function for the length of the T interval is unbounded, and the breakdown point is going to be zero. And okay. So we have the results here, and it's a well-known result. And the interesting result for this T interval is the coverage. Okay, we have the following result for the coverage, and basically we will get positive breakdown point for the coverage in the proof. We argued that if we have only one outlier, actually the length of the interval goes to infinity, the lower limit goes to negative infinity and upper limit goes to positive infinity, actually the coverage will approach 1. So the coverage won't break down with one outlier in the T interval. And similarly, with two outliers, and using this formula, actually, here are some representative numbers. You can see that now that when alpha is 0.1, basically that's the 90% confidence interval, and the coverage won't break down with two outliers. Okay, it will break down with three outliers. So when we have three outliers in the data, the lower limit and upper limit go to positive infinity. We're talking about the contamination at the positive infinity. And for the 95% confidence interval, the coverage won't break down with three outliers, but it will break down with four outliers. So the breakdown point depends on the confidence level and also the sample size. So that's the results for the T interval. Basically, you can see that in terms of the length, the interval is not robust because it breaks down with only one outlier. In terms of the coverage, it's robust, but the price we'll pay for it is the length is already infinity. Now let's look at the M interval and see what happens with the M interval. Now the M interval, the length basically will depend on the estimate of the variance of the location. And in the expression of the estimate variance, see there is estimate scale estimate and the psi functions here. Now we know the psi function is bounded, okay? And the denominator can show that is also bounded away from zero. So the length, the robustness property of the lens basically depends on the robustness property of the scale estimate. Okay? So we know that the scale estimate has bound the inference function. So therefore, the inference function for the lens is bounded for the M interval. And also we can see that the breakdown points for the lens of M interval depends on the breakdown point of the scale estimate. So basically we have the following findings here for the lens. So the inference function is bounded and the breakdown points is the same as the breakdown points of the scale estimate. Then in Hubert's book, it gives us the asymptotic breakdown point for the scale estimate. Now it depends, see in this table, it depends on the tuning constant. Now, the breakdown point increases when the tuning constant decreases. Now, for example, when C is 2, we get 0.187 as the asymptotic breakdown point. Now here, since we want to study the finite sample robustness properties, we did some simulation and find out the empirical breakdown point of the scale estimates. For example, when C is 2, we have the following breakdown points for the scale estimates. Those are the breakdown points for the length of M interval. As we can see that when n goes to infinity, basically the empirical breakdown points converge to the asymptotic breakdown point of the scale estimate. So those are the properties for the length of M interval. Now let's look at the properties for the coverage of M interval. So I mentioned earlier that it's hard to get analytical results for the coverage, and those results are based on numerical simulation. We found the following breakdown points for the coverage of M interval. So we can say, look at the 90% confidence intervals. And those are the breakdown points, which depends on the sample size. And these are the breakdown points for the 95% of confidence intervals. So therefore, the M interval is robust in terms of the length and also the coverage. We have positive breakdown points for both the length and coverage. Next, we're going to look at the interval for the scale parameter. Now, for the scale parameter, we're going to look at the log of the scale. So the distribution is more stable. And based on this asymptotic result of the scale estimate, we can construct confidence interval for log sigma. And here is the estimate variance for the log of sigma. Unlike the location situation, when the tuning constant C is infinity, we don't get the usual chi-square interval for sigma. But just for comparison, we're going to just look at the classical interval for sigma square based on chi-square distribution. So we call this is the classical interval for sigma, and this is M interval for the scale. But first, we're going to just look at some robustness properties for the classical interval. And again, you can see that the length of the interval depends on the sample variance, and which is non-robust. And it breaks down with one outlier. And also the coverage, because if you have large outlier in it, the sample variance can be very large. So both the lower limit and upper limit will go to infinity, so the coverage will go to zero. So state the results here. The classical interval for the variance, the breakdown point for the length is zero, and also the breakdown point for the coverage is zero. Now for the M interval here, and basically we're going to look at the estimate, the variance again, and this chi function is bounded, and the denominator is bounded away from zero. So the length of the interval is always bounded, and the breakdown point for the length actually is 50%. To study the coverage, in fact, we have to look at the scale estimate again. Now, if the scale estimate breaks down, basically, to infinity, then the coverage will go to zero. So the breakdown point for the coverage depends on the breakdown point for the scale estimate. So we have the results here. And through the simulation, we also find out that the breakdown point for the coverage actually is less than or equals to the breakdown point of the scale estimate. So we have some numerical results here. So those are the breakdown points for the coverage. Okay, so, yes.
Is that all for C equals 2?
Yeah, this is also for C equals 2, yes. Okay, these are called the intervals for the location and scale estimate, and those are all unconditional intervals. Next, we can talk a little bit about conditional intervals for location and scale model. Okay, recently, Field and Welsh introduced a class of conditional intervals for regression parameters, and here I just present the result for this location and the scale estimate. And for a random sample, we can define density H as a product here. And the rho function is positive and convex. Now, for example, if the rho is this, basically we have a normal density. And in their paper, it says using normal density, we will have the usual T interval. Now, if we stick a T3 density there, and we will have robust intervals for regression parameters. Now, here's the detailed definition of the conditional intervals. Okay. Basically, the interval limits are the solutions of those equations. I know it's hard to read this. And then we're going to look at the graphs of the definitions of conditional intervals. So what it says is the following. So suppose this is called the integral I1, and we have two variables, and the u and v, and the u varies from negative infinity to positive infinity, and v is for the scale from 0 to infinity. Now the conditional interval basically are defined as the following. So if we integrate out in the middle, okay, and we want the integral for the middle to be 1 minus alpha, and on each side is half an alpha, and we get two limits here, and this would be the confidence intervals for location. And similarly for the scale, we're going to look at this direction, and we want the integral to be 1 minus alpha in the middle, and on each side be half an alpha. And that defines the conditional interval for the scale. One advantage of this type of interval is that the coverage is always accurate and equals to the nominal level 1 minus alpha. It doesn't matter if we have outliers or not in the data. So therefore, we only need to concentrate on assessing the robustness property of the length of the interval. Now, to compute the interval limits, we can use transformations. So we're going to transform unbounded region to a region like this, and the variable t will determine the interval limits for location, and variable s will determine the interval limits for the scale. So after transformation, so we have the integral called i2, and the limits are defined as the following in terms of the t and s scales. The t determines the interval for the location, and we want the area in the middle is 1 minus alpha, on the sides, half an alpha. And we used some algorithm to approximate the integral. And if we don't have huge outliers there, it works very well. We can approximate the integral and get accurate confidence limits for the location and scale. However, if we have huge outliers, or the value of the outlier is huge, and we cannot approximate this integral very well. So to study the breakdown point for the length of the intervals, we can look at the density function and see what's happening. The problem is when we have huge outliers there, the density function has peaks on the boundaries. Therefore, it's hard to approximate the integral. For example, if we look at the normal density, okay, so this sample size 10, we plot the density function. When m is the number of outliers in it, and the outlier value is 200, so without the outlier, the density function looks very nice, and we can get confidence interval limits for the location in the scale, so in the middle. And when we transform back to the origin scale, the length of the interval basically will be finite. However, if we have, say, one outlier in the data, the density function looks like this. So it's hard to approximate the integral. Okay. Basically, when you look at the density, it's almost at the boundary, s equals to 1. But we kind of use the idea to look at the density function to determine the breakdown point. So this is just our guess. So when we have density function like this, we want to get to the interval for the location, basically the integration in the middle to be 1 minus alpha, since we have huge mass there. So the confidence limits in terms of the new variable, we are towards 0 and 1. When we transform back, so that's negative infinity and positive infinity. So the length of the interval breaks down with one outlier, which we already know. So that's the kind of idea for the normal density. And then we're going to use the similar technique to look at the intervals based on T3 density, which will give us robust intervals. So if we look at the T3 density, and this is the ideal case without outliers, so the density looks nice in the middle. And with one outlier in the data, the T3 density still looks nice. So when we compute confidence intervals for the location and the scale, it's still in the middle, so the length won't break down with one outlier. But if we have two outliers in the in the data, the density functions change dramatically. So in the sense, when we want to compute the conditional confidence intervals for the location, and the location is going towards 0 and 1, so the length of the interval for the location is going to infinity. So we kind of guess that it breaks down with two outliers for T3 density. So, and we did the other graphs for other sample size here, some just numbers. So we guess that the breakdown point for conditional intervals based on T3 density will be with one outlier is 1 over 10. With sample size 10, it's 1 over 10. With sample size 10D, it won't break down with three outliers. And as I said, it's a work in progress. We try to figure out a way to get some analytical results for conditional intervals. Here's the conclusion. So basically, in the talk, we try to introduce several measures to study the robustness properties for confidence intervals in terms of the length and the coverage. And we look at some particular intervals and find out the T interval is not robust in terms of the length, and M interval is robust in terms of length and the coverage. Now, the conditional interval is accurate in terms of the coverage. It's always equal to the nominal level. And we had some rough results for the conditional interval, but we still have to work out some analytical results for conditional intervals. So that's it. Thank you.
Is there any question?
The intervals are supposed to be the true value of the parameter, the beta and sigma.
Remember, it's not asymptotic. I mean, we're looking at the coverage for fixed samples.
Then you try to cover the value of the parameters corresponding to the beta without
yes.
Any other question? Well, thanks to the speaker again.